You mentioned that you tend to use carbapaclitaxel. What are your thoughts about nab-paclitaxel? There's a lot of interest and discussion about nab in breast cancer. What about nab in lung cancer?
Well, the phase 2 trials have been completed, and it's active. It looks like Taxol, more convenient. There's randomized phase 3 trials going on, and they're largely being conducted outside the U.S. If they're negative, that's probably the end of it in lung cancer. If they're positive, then the question is what share of the market would they get? And that depends on the magnitude of the differences in the phase 3 trials. And
when you say they're positive, I guess there are two issues there. One is what the efficacy is going to be. And in breast cancer, it's kind of been interesting. I sort of been surprised to see that it actually looks like maybe it actually has more activity than paclitaxel, maybe docetaxel. But then the other is the issue of the side effects, convenience, shorter infusion, and particularly the lack of premedications and steroids. Clearly, if it's got an efficacy advantage, as you say, that's one issue. What about the other issue, the side effects? How do you see that playing out in lung cancer and breast? A lot of patients and docs seem to value that. How about lung?
Well, lung cancer patients are sicker to begin with than breast cancer patients, and so theoretically that might have a bigger advantage in lung than in breast. I think that in Europe, it's not going anywhere unless there was a big survival advantage. In the U.S., I think it would capture some market, and I haven't used it enough to know. In the old days, when you used to give cisplatin to a patient and then you'd give them carbo, you knew. It was meaningful. I mean, it was a toxicity difference that patients cared about. Here, I don't have enough experience to probably if looked better, I probably would talk to some of my breast cancer colleagues about that.
Again, you know, as you say, it's different. The patient who's anorectic, losing weight, having a lot of problems, and lung cancer is one thing. You know, a breast cancer patient who's active, working, things like insomnia, agitation, diabetes, things like that from steroids maybe play out. And I'm not sure about the mix typically for a first-line lung cancer patient. Metastatic disease, clearly probably be older, more frail, but I guess there are plenty of healthier, younger people with lung cancer too.